Tonight, the results of Elizabeth Warren's DNA test spark tribal warfare. Then another white woman calls the cops on a black man. Happens a lot lately. I'm Roaming Millennial, and you're watching Uncensored. Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to be talking first about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas as she's been called affectionately by some. And joining me today, I actually have, we have our very own token native here, Liam.
How,
as your people say.
Yeah, right.
So I think we've posted two videos with Liam onto YouTube and we can't see comments on CRTV, unfortunately, but you guys are always welcome to give us feedback, you know, via Twitter or any of our social media or YouTube or anything like that. But when we did post a video with Liam on YouTube, people thought you were Arab.
Everything except what I'm really not. I mean,
yeah,
it's
like in a mix.
Yeah.
Like, what is this Hispanic Arab doing? Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. And it's really strange because, like, the majority of my ancestry is
European,
like 87% or something like that. We've done DNA tests, and
you have that swarthy look.
Yeah, I know. I definitely have a phenotype that does not belong to the island of Ireland, I would say.
Yeah, but anyway, so recently Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, sure you guys have heard, after all of the allegations of faking being native that have been thrown around since she first ran for office, especially by President Trump, she actually went through the effort of doing a DNA test in the attempt to validate her alleged Native American history, or ancestry rather, and her campaign actually released a video about it, and this is what it said.
My mother was born in eastern Oklahoma. It had been Indian territory until just a few years earlier when it had become a state. My daddy always said he fell head over heels in love with my mother the first time he saw her. But my daddy's parents, the Herrings, were bitterly opposed to their marrying because my mother's family, the Reeds, was part Native American. This sort of discrimination was common at the time. So when my mama was 19 and my daddy was 20, they eloped. And together they built a family, my three older brothers and me.
And we will very gently take that kid and we will slowly toss it.
To be very gentle.
And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
In the senator's genome, we did find 5 segments of Native American ancestry with very high confidence, where we believe the error rate is less than 1 in 1,000.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
Facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
So they released that, and at first her camp and the media, they were kind of, I told you so, see, I'm actually Native. And at first everyone was like, oh, really? And then once people actually read the headlines and looked at the data that was provided, it turns out she's Native in the way that I am potentially Native, in that it's like less than 0.1%.
It's potentially less than the average white person, American,
right? It's anywhere from, I think it is 1/300th to around 1/1,024th Native, which is a fraction so small I don't even know how to say it properly because it just never comes up. And another thing people are pointing out is that to do this DNA test, they actually used the DNA of people from Mexico and Peru, right? Like Latin American people, not even from North America. So, I mean, she's, I think, at best, potentially 1/1,024th Mexican. So she is, I mean, essentially what this proved is that she is super duper white. Actually, Richard Spencer posted about this, and she's actually whiter than Richard Spencer. And he was laughing about it because
I didn't know that. That's
you'd have
great.
To be pretty dang white for Richard Spencer to come out and say, hey, I'm less white than you, right?
Right. That's
and
pretty,
be proud of it. So
that's pretty crazy.
Pretty, pretty funny there. And so as someone who actually has family that has official government recognized Native status, how does this make you feel, Liam?
It's definitely very strange, even for someone like myself, that if you look at like my 23andMe DNA test, they give you your results, and the results that they give you with 50% certainty is I have about 16% Native DNA.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty high. If apparently 1/1,024th makes you Native, then you super duper
of course, yeah.
Chieftain Native.
Well, exactly. And then the reality is I'm not even comfortable. Like, we have this sign up here. I'm not even comfortable representing Natives in any manner because I don't feel like I am nearly Native enough in terms of, not just in terms of DNA, but of course in terms of culture, which I think The same thing with Warren. Like, you know, like she didn't have much in terms of Native connection, right?
Right. Well, so, I mean, she has that. There's that cookbook she released, Pow Wow Chow or whatever, where she like essentially, I think I've heard that she's actually ripped off those recipes. It's hard to say you've ripped off a recipe though, because recipes are iterative. But it's not authentic, is the point.
But I will say that is like what she is doing is, if you're ever going to argue for cultural
appropriation,
yeah, that's what she's doing. 100%.
Well, because she's literally saying, hey, I'm part of this. This culture is mine. Let me tell you white people a bit about my culture, which is, I mean, I can think of no clearer example of actual cultural appropriation when it comes to things like, yeah, wear whatever you want. But you're literally lying. And actually, what I thought was hilarious is that the Cherokee Nation, who they don't really make political statements or anything like that. No. They actually came out, or one of their spokesmen did, and said, hey, you know, this is not how you prove Cherokee ancestry. It's not just about DNA. It's actually about a connection to the culture, the people, the lineage that you're able to trace back. She doesn't have any of that. They think they called it inappropriate and wrong. So coming out pretty strong against it. And what I thought was so funny is that after that happened, Warren supporters actually then started questioning the heritage of the spokesman who had said it, saying like, oh, well, he's not really even that Native. He's only this. And it's like, you're so racist. Like, you guys arguing about this, like, you are so racist. Are we literally going back to purity tests and the one drop rule? Like,
it's also just such a huge problem that we have right now, where ultimately, whenever someone says something you don't like, you start, instead of like actually talking about the argument that they brought up, you instead go to like their racial profile or like, or whatever they did when they were 18, something like that. And so, yeah, everything aside, I find that ridiculous. But
yeah, and what a lot of people are talking about now is whether Warren actually benefited from claiming this Native status, right? Because a lot of her supporters are saying, no, well, you know, she identified that way, but it didn't help, I guess, excel her career or anything like that. But I mean, she's listed as one of Harvard's first women of color employees. So I think, I mean, they can say that, oh no, it didn't affect it at all, but you're using her to prop up how loving of diversity you are. So I think it's, I mean, it definitely played a part in at least some way in how her career played out. You can't say that it didn't, otherwise she wouldn't bring it up so much. There's that one clip that's been going around her talking about how her parents had to elope because her father's side didn't like that her mother was Native. And I'm not kidding. Like, she's actually said this.
Yeah. And that's what I find just so strange, because like, for someone like me, like my Irish heritage and my Native heritage and whatever else I have going on in there, being Canadian, it's not something I actively piece out and identify with, but it's her. She has this really small part of her that she's decided to pick out and use. And I think that there's no other explanation than it's for getting that preferential treatment.
Right, because I think a lot of people, and I've mentioned this when we interviewed Dr. Shiva Ayadorai on the show, a lot of people have sort of inflated stories of their heritage, and that's pretty normal. And a lot of Americans do have really, I guess, faint traces of Native American ancestry. And I mean, you know, I'm 28% Irish. Again, those DNA tests are pretty nifty. But, you know, in my family, we have this story about my mom's side of the family. Oh, they were actually like, they were kings, and then their little brother got screwed out. So like, we got kicked out of the castle heritage, and we have, you know, all of this lore we get passed down, and that's fine. Families have that. It's normal. But I'm not going to go then claim that I'm disenfranchised royalty based on that family lore, which I think a lot of people, that's their problem with Elizabeth Warren. You know, you made a mistake, family was mistaken, that's fine, but you actually use this to your own benefit. And I think what some people are wondering now is that, how is this going to affect her political career, right? Because, I mean,
yeah, of course, you know, it's huge. Yeah. And you hear all the Dems say it all the time, or almost anyone in politics right now, they'll say, as a black woman or as a Native, and then she'll often bring up, in fact, and it's just a talking point that they're using their identity politics to further it, and it turns out that she's not even what she claimed to be.
It's kind of hilarious. But I mean, what's interesting about this whole Elizabeth Warren Native thing is that this was brought up when she was first elected to the Senate, right? People, that's when this whole Pocahontas thing started, and she still ended up winning. So I think what we have here is that if you're someone who's on the left, you're a progressive, you're going to vote for Elizabeth Warren no matter what, just because you don't want to vote for a Republican. I mean, you know, if this was before primaries, maybe she would have gotten out. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people, if it's the Democrat or the Republican and they're on the left, they're going to vote for her regardless. Where this might end up affecting her, I think, is with the people in the middle, right? People who are maybe not as sold on policy either way, but they more vote on the character of who they see in office. This is going to look bad to people like that, because you're literally pretending to be a Native American, which I think is that worse than present the Rachel Dolezal?
That's a tough one. Right? I like because the Dolezal stuff. That's too funny.
That is funny, but like I feel like the Natives are so historically repressed.
Well, at least here in Canada, like, they're probably number one on like the oppression scale.
Yeah,
like, here in Canada, we didn't really have the kind of like black slavery. So
yeah, our Natives are on the top of the forgive the saying totem pole of oppression. And I guess before we close on this topic, I think what a lot of people are wondering now is Trump going to pay her or pay the charity of her choice the $1 million that he promised if she would take the DNA test? Because he did say that he would pay it if it showed that she was Indian. Is 1,024th Indian heritage.
I mean, if I were Trump, I'd probably do a little bit of a compromise here, and just to look like the better and higher horse of a person sort of thing, I would pay $1 million, but to a charity of his choice.
Thing is that the charity that she recommended was for like disenfranchised Native women.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good charity.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Not bad. So the thing is, like, if I were Trump, and like you said, and assuming he has the money, I would just pay it. But a lot of people are saying that he should pay 1/1024th of $1 million to the charity. I mean, I'm not going to argue that people should pay less to charity, but I mean, does she have the moral agency to say, like, yep, I was right, you have to pay me? No, I don't think she has that high ground right now. But that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.